have to. Of course we will. We just eat more. And buy really expensive ketchups with it.
That's right. All the fanciest Dijon ketchup.
If I had $1 million.
If I had $1 million.
Well, I'd buy you a green dress.
But not a real green dress. That's cruel.
And if I had $1 million.
If I had $1 million.
Well, I'd buy you some art.
A Picasso or a Garfunkel.
If I had $1 million.
If I had $1 million.
Well, I'd buy you a monkey.
Haven't you always wanted a monkey?
If I had $1 million, I'd buy your love.
If I had $1 million.
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 I'd be rich.
On your radio.
The all-new Seeker app.
And your smart speaker.
Play CHFI.
The Balloon's perfect music mix. 98.1 CHFI.
There she goes. There's nothing better than my beautiful woman. Even though it's not always there, we still fly together. Show me you are more than just skin and bones. You are and freedom in everything I know. So come on in, baby, let your head down. Let me run my fingers through. We could be ourselves now. Go ahead, be foolish. No one's on the clock now. Lying in the simple moment. You don't gotta worry now. Just let your head. In the simple moment. Let your head down. You're the little one, yeah.
This is the John Tesh Radio Show on 98.1 CHFI. My name is John Tesh. You are plugged into Intelligence for Your Life. And if you have a test coming up, I want you to make sure you swing by the coffee shop on your way to the test. You don't even have to buy a coffee. You just have to walk in there and inhale the aroma. Stick your nose in there. Because new research from San Francisco State University shows people have improved test performance and increased alertness just from sniffing the scent of coffee. In one study, business students were taking the graduate management admission test. Some students completed their exam in a room that smelled of coffee, while the others worked in an unscented room. The result? Students in the room scented with coffee scored a significantly higher on their test. In fact, the smell of coffee even made the test takers feel more confident. The scientists believe the scent of coffee can even help employees feel more enthusiastic and productive on the job. It's because our sense of smell is obviously one of our most powerful senses, and it's directly linked with our emotions and memory. The aroma of coffee. It is now officially powerful.
Intelligence for your life.
And just ahead, in a job interview, how much do you think your clothing matters to hiring managers these days? That's what a new Princeton University study wanted to find out. So in a moment, I'll share the results, including what people assume about you in less than 1 second after they see you, based solely on what you're wearing.
Bring the wind to carry me over. Lead me home to my town. Tell me when that breeze is blowing, taking me home to my town. When I think of you, Scotia, the love that just bleeds in my heart. In my childhood days, we went our different ways, but you knew that we'd never part. Now I'm all alone, and you're calling me home. You knew our love could never die, and though my roving eyes always led me astray,
taking me home to my town. It's The John Tesh Radio Show.
On 98.1 CHFI.
They were pretty smart, but you got being right down to an art. You think you're a genius, you drive me up the wall. You're regular original, know-it-all. Okay, so you're a rocket scientist. That don't impress me much. So you got the brains, but have you got the touch? Now don't get me wrong, yeah, I think you're alright, but that won't keep me warm in the middle of the night. That don't impress me much. Uh-huh, yeah, yeah. I never knew a guy who carried a mirror in his pocket and a comb up his sleeve. Just in case, and all that extra hotel in your hair, I'd lock it, cause heaven forbid, it should fall out of place. Oh, oh, you think you're special? Oh, oh, you think it's something else? Okay, so you're Brad Pitt. That don't impress me much. So you got the looks, but have you got the touch? Now don't get me wrong. Don't impress me much. Joking, right? Oh, oh, you think you're something special? Oh, oh, you think you're something else? Okay, so you got a car. That don't impress me much. So you got the moves, but have you got the touch? Now don't get me wrong, yeah, I think you're all right. But that won't keep me warm in the middle of the night. That don't impress me much. Don't impress me much. Uh-huh, yeah, yeah. Okay, so what do you think, you're Elvis or something? Whatever. That don't impress me.
You're listening to the John Tesh Radio Show on 98.1 CHFI. Directly from our Success 101 files, in a job interview, it turns out we're being judged on our clothing more than we may realize at the time. And the more expensive, stylish, or put together somebody's outfit looks, the more likely they are to be thought of as qualified for the job. Now, this comes from a brand new study conducted by Princeton University. For the study, researchers superimposed identical faces on pictures of people wearing a variety of outfits. So all the faces were the same, only the clothing changed. Then they asked study participants to rate the people in the photos on characteristics like confidence, trustworthiness, and competence. And in some experiments, the photos were flashed on a screen for just milliseconds, which is barely enough time to recognize what you're looking at, of course. The result, even when participants were explicitly told to ignore a person's clothing, they judged people wearing suits as more confident and competent than people wearing less expensive or professional-looking outfits like T-shirts and sweats. So even though having a clothing bias is unfair and completely unfounded, it's something we need to keep in mind during job interviews. So if you're looking for a job, you should always aim to wear the most well-tailored, put-together outfit you have.
Intelligence for your life with John Tesh.
And just ahead, here's the scenario. Your relationship's going through a rough patch and you're wondering, should I even stay with my partner? I'll give you two things to consider, according to Dr. Mariana Bakarova, author of The Psychology of Relationships. She believes her intel can save your relationship.
Seems so easy when it's easy. Like nothing in the world can hold you back. Till the colors fade to black, I'll be happy, I'll be laughing, that I am miles away from living the life that I have wanted. Now I think I see out on the horizon, I begin to breathe as the sun is rising. I'm got everything I need. I feel love, I feel safe. I feel the start of change. Goodbye pain, goodbye grief. Goodbye darkness, watch you leave. I finally feel like I'm coming back to me. Every moment still growing, just like when we were little kids, running through the wind. Every heartache left me open. It always hurt, but in the end, made me who I am. Now I think I know what's on the horizon. Watch my daughter grow as she watches the sun rise. And I feel hope, I feel peace. I've got everything I need. I feel love, I feel safe. I feel the start of change. Goodbye pain, goodbye grief. Goodbye darkness, watch you leave. I finally feel like I'm coming back to me.
Win your share of $50,000.
Play CHFI Perfect Recall.
Because Toronto's perfect music mix is worth instant cash. Yeah.
Listen to win 5 times a day at 7, 8, 11, 1, and 4.
This home.
98.1 CHFI, Toronto's perfect music mix and the most music at work. This is the John Tesh Radio Show. Okay, so here's the scenario. Your relationship's going through a serious rough patch, and you're wondering, what should I do about this relationship? Here's what to keep in mind, according to Dr. Mariana Bakarova, author of The Psychology of Relationships. Good book. A lot of good stuff in there. First and foremost, consider this, she says. Are you and your partner having more serious arguments than usual? Dr. Bakarova says it's normal for couples to argue, and we have no control over how often we'll disagree about something. So pay attention to how you feel after the argument, meaning do you still feel respected? Very important. Do you feel like your partner listened and wants to find a solution? That is a sure sign you're in a healthy, loving relationship and should stay and fight for that relationship. But if you regularly feel hurt, defensive, even abused verbally, talked down to, condescended to after each argument, or you find yourself walking around on eggshells to avoid triggering another fight, those, she says, are serious red flags. Dr. Bakarova says it means you're in a toxic situation that can only be fixed by seeing a counselor or actually breaking up. If you need more help figuring out whether to stay or go in your relationship, check out Dr. Bakarova's book, The Psychology of Relationships.
It's intelligence for your life.
I'm not surprised, not everything lasts. I've broken my heart so many times I stopped keeping track. Talk myself in, I talk myself out. I get all worked up, then I let myself down. I tried so very hard not to lose it. I came up with a million excuses. I thought of every possibility. Make me work so we can work to work it out. And I promise you, kid, that I'll get so much more than I get. I just haven't met you yet. I might have to wait, I'll never give up. I guess it's half timing and the other half's luck. Wherever you are, whenever it's right, you'll come out of nowhere and into my life. And I know that we can be so amazing. And baby, your love is gonna change me. And now I can see every possibility. Somehow I know that it'll all turn up. And you'll make me work. So much more than I get. I just haven't met you yet. They say all's fair in love and war, but I won't need to fight it. Forget it, fight it. We'll be amazing. And being in your life is gonna change me. And now I can see every single possibility. And someday I know it'll all turn out. And I'll work to work it out. Promise you, kid, I'll give more than I get. Than I get, than I get. Just I haven't met you yet. Oh, I promise you care to give so much more than I get.
98.1 CHFI, Toronto's perfect music mix. It's the John Tesh Radio Show. Here's an interesting tip, Gib. I like this a lot. It's one of those, I feel like Malcolm Gladwell may have put this together. If you plan on buying a lottery ticket while you're at the store, buy them last on your way out of the store, or if you're running a bunch of errands, make that your last stop buying the lottery ticket, because turns out the simple act of buying lottery tickets increases the likelihood that you're going to act impulsively and buy a whole bunch of Twinkies and stuff.
I mean, it's bold of these researchers to assume that I'm not going to act impulsively anyway and buy a bunch of Twinkies. Any store that sells lottery tickets is full of things that I will impulse buy anyway.
Right,
you know,
right.
Coffee-flavored energy drinks, yeah, they'll take 30 of those and a couple of ring-dings and Twinkies and all that. So...
the place where I buy the lottery tickets is all those, like, those airplane alcoholic drink things.
Yeah, the small ones. I know the spot you're talking about. Look, the Las Vegas has made, billions upon billions of dollars on the idea that when you're gambling, you make impulsive decisions in other areas of your life too. It is a city for impulsive decisions. So the little bit of gambling that you can do at the convenience store, i.e. buying a lottery ticket, is also going to make you make impulsive decisions. Yeah. So you're going to end up buying the tiny little whiskey bottles and the energy drinks and the high calorie, you know, confectionery snacks.
High calorie confectionery. Just say ring dings.
Okay,
right? Okay, your vocabulary is way too big. So, so you buy the lottery ticket at the end.
Ticket at the end, or, you know, buy it in a separate trip.
Or confectionery ring dings.
your share of $50,000.
Play CHFI Perfect Recall.
Because Toronto's perfect music mix is worth instant cash.
Listen to win 5 times a day at 7, 8, 11, 1, and 4.
You're listening to the John Tesh Radio Show on Toronto's Perfect Music Mix, 98.1 CHFI. As we've said before, meditation and mindfulness, they're all about relaxing, calming the mind, and being in the moment. But it turns out a lot of people are getting competitive about it, thanks to meditation apps that track the number of consecutive days you've meditated and compare your stats to other users. People are starting to obsess about not breaking their meditation streak. The result? How ironic. Instead of feeling calmer, they're stressed to the max. Studies show competition can provide motivation, but it can also add pressure, making meditation more about setting records and calming the mind. Apps like Headspace and Calm provide leaderboards where users can check out the competition, which can be frustrating, of course, because even with a perfect record, nobody can move up unless somebody ahead of them blows their streak of meditation. And they end up rooting for others to fail and beating themselves up if they don't have time to meditate. Or can't log in because they don't have cell service. This is nuts. Some apps create even more pressure by charging a member's credit card if they miss too many sessions. It explains why a lot of people have become so fixated on maintaining their consecutive day streak, they start cheating. Say by playing the audio for a meditation session on their phone while they're watching TV, for example. And it makes sense that if using one of these apps leaves you feeling stressed, discouraged, or feeling guilty for cheating, you're significantly more likely to give up meditating altogether. Here's the better plan for tracking your meditation streak. Mark off the days on a paper calendar. You'll see your progress. The marks won't get erased if you skip a session, and you won't be comparing your progress to anyone else's.
Intelligence for your life. love me, then don't you waste time. And don't care where we're going, cause I'm just for the night to turn. And other lights you turn on. I always feel like somebody's watching me. So tell me when the lights go out. Tell me if it's safe now. I always feel like somebody's watching me. So tell me when the lights go out. Tell me if it's safe now. Mad in my mind, thinking about it all the time. I'm only trying to find you. And I know we could have a little fun. No one needs to know, only if you want to. Come close, baby, show me what you want. Or if you wanna love me, then don't you waste time. I don't care where we're going, cause I'm just for the night. So turn and other lights, you turn them off. Always feel like somebody's watching me. So tell me when the lights go out. Tell me if it's safe now. I always feel like somebody's watching me. So tell me when the lights go out. Tell me if it's safe now.
Love her, kept on the
98.1 CHFI, Toronto's Perfect Music Mix. I'm John Tesh, and thank you for listening tonight. Important piece from our health and wellness files. You know, the standard weight management advice is to resist eating before bed because it leads to weight gain. But now there's an exception. Snack on a little protein from a whole food source. A clinical trial conducted by Florida State found that eating 30 grams of protein 30 minutes before bed led to a healthier metabolism, enhanced muscle growth, and did not result in weight gain. And a similar study backs this up. It showed an 18% increase in muscle strength among study subjects who ate straight up protein before bed. These results come from whole food protein, like eating a chicken breast, Greek yogurt, my favorite, or cottage cheese. Try it.
Tell us what you think. Facebook.com/John Tesh.
Thanks for listening to the John Tesh Radio Show.
You can hear it every weeknight on Toronto's Perfect Music Mix.
98.1 CHFI.
Imagine winning your share of $50,000.
Is this for real?
Now, imagine winning your share of $50,000. And it was easy.
Oh my God, that's crazy.
Just listen to Win with CHFI Perfect Recall,
where every song you remember is worth cash.
And the more songs you recall, the more money you make. Listen to Win 5 times a day at 7, 8, 11, 1, and 4.
Jot down the songs and artists you hear when the window opens.
Then call to Win. Get your share of $50,000.
CHFI Perfect Recall.
From 98.1 CHFI.
At Metro, we'd like to start 2025 right by wishing all a happy New Year, New Savings event. On now at your local Metro, where you can take advantage of great savings store-wide, including red grilled bone-in strip loin steaks or roasts for only $7.88 per pound, or jumbo cherries for just $3.99 per pound, only until January 22nd. Plus hundreds of other great offers all month. So wave bye to last year and say hi to a new year with new savings. Shop now at your local Metro or online at metro.ca.
Wendy's has a new breakfast deal. Mix and match two items of your choice for only $4. Breakfast wrap, biscuit, or English muffin sandwiches, small seasoned potatoes, or small hot coffee. Choose two for $4 at Wendy's. Available for a limited time at participating Wendy's in Canada. Taxes extra.
This year, warm up to winter in Ontario. To romantic trips. Cozy cabins. Warm up to some cool adventure. Skiing. Ice climbing. Skate trails. Snowshoeing. Chill out by a fire. Sipping ice wine. Going to a food festival. Or a resort. Winter in Ontario. We're warming up to you. Plan it now at destinationontario.com.
Each year, we make resolutions, promising this year will be the year we finally stick to them. Why not make one that's easy to keep by getting your eye exam at Pearle Vision and finding a new look that helps you see clearly and look great? Pearle Vision carries brands like Coach, Ray-Ban, and Michael Kors. And they direct bill most insurance plans. Visit pearlevision.ca to arrange your eye exam today.
Now everyone knows how much I crave Lone Star fajitas. But every Tuesday, I get the craving for saving.
Now at Lone Star, una fajita for $19.99 or fajitas for two for $29.99. Wood-fired grilled seasoned chicken breast, fresh baked tortilla served on a sizzling skillet. It's Fajita Tuesday. That's una fajita for $19.99 or fajitas for two for $29.99. Only at Lone Star, including the new Lone Star Cantina in Whitby. Your home for fajitas, Ritas, and good times.
And we're back.
I've got to say, what a thrill.
Couldn't agree more, Jeff. My blood is pumping.
Canadian Blood Services needs 450 new donors every day to keep Canada's lifeline strong.
And in the final quarter of the day, we have 55 left to... What's that?
Is that a new donor?
It's a new donor.
We're at 396. Only 54 left to go.
This is the 450 challenge. Let's get Canada's blood pumping.
Book an appointment today at blood.ca/450.
Get groceries delivered across the GTA from Real Canadian Superstore with PC Express. Shop online for super prices and super savings. Try it today and get up to $75 in PC Optimum points. Visit superstore.ca to get started.
something sure smells good at Food Network. Catch your favorite familiar sounds coming from the kitchen. The battle-tested blenders of Beef Bobby Flay. The rise or fall of cake in Kids Baking Championship.
Let's light this place up!
And that? Well, that's Guy Fieri. You've probably heard of him. Food Network features all new episodes of the big shows and celebrity chefs you know and love. It's sure to leave a good taste in your mouth.
It's dynamite. Oh, this is so good.
Watch it today with Rogers Xfinity TV or stream it on City TV Plus.
With MSC Cruises, discover big on a mini getaway or treat yourself to a week-long vacation. For a limited time, book now and enjoy up to 35% off cruises, plus kids sail free. Sail to the turquoise waters of the Bahamas with stops at our private island, Ocean Key MSC Marine Reserve, or experience the beauty of the Caribbean and more destinations. MSC Cruises, for a greater beauty. To book, visit msccruises.com or contact your travel advisor. Restrictions apply. Ships registered in Panama and Malta.
Burger King's serving up a sizzling deal. Get a $5 Whopper packed with flavor. Only until January 27th at Burger King. Whopper sandwich only. Add-ons extra.
98.1 CHFI.
She's black, flesh and bone. Now touch the silicone. She's touch, smell, sight, taste and sound. Anything should happen. I know where I belong, and nothing's gonna happen.
HFI.
There was a time when I was alone, no
nowhere to go and no place to call home. My only friend was the man in the moon, and even sometimes he would go away too. Then one night as I closed my eyes, I saw a shadow flying high. He came to me with the sweetest smile, told me he wanted to talk for a while. He said, Peter Pan, that's what they call me. I promise that you'll never be lonely. And ever since that day, I am a lost boy from Neverland, usually hanging out with Peter Pan. And when we're bored, we play in the woods, always on the run from Captain Hook. Run, run, lost boy, they say to me, away from all of reality. Neverland is home to lost boys like me, and lost boys like me are free. He sprinkled me in pixie dust and told me to believe, believe in him and believe in me. Together we will fly away in a cloud of green to your beautiful destiny. As we soared above the town that never loved me, I realized I finally had a family. Soon enough we reached Neverland. Peacefully my feet hit the sand, and ever since that day, I am a lost boy from Neverland, usually hanging out with Peter Pan. And when we're bored, we play in the woods, always on the run from Captain Hook. Run, they say to me, away from all of reality. Neverland is home to lost boys like me, and lost boys like me are free. Neverland is home to lost boys like me, and lost boys like me are free. Peter Pan, Tinkerbell, Wendy, darling, even Captain Hook, you are my perfect storybook. Neverland, I love you so, you are now my home sweet home forever, a lost boy at last. And for always I will sing, I am a lost boy from Neverland, usually hanging out Peter Pan. And when we're bored, we play in the woods, always on the run from Captain Hook. Run, run, lost boy, they say to me, away from all of reality. Neverland is home to lost boys like me, and lost boys like me are free. Neverland is home to lost boys like me, and lost boys like me are free.
98.1
CHFI.
Lucy Liu with my girl Drew, Cameron D and Destiny, Charlie's Angels. Come on,
come on.
Question, tell me what you think about me. I buy my own diamonds and I buy my own rings. Only ring your celly when I'm feeling lonely. When it's all over, please get up and leave. Question, tell me how you feel about this. Try to control me, boy, you get dismissed. Pay my own chrono and I pay my own bills. Always 50-50 in relationships.
The shoes on my feet, I fall. The clothes I'm wearing, I fall. The rocks don't rock.
Depend on me.
All the women,
depend on
me.
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 Depend on
you feel about this. Do what I want if I wanna live. I worked hard and sacrificed to get what I get. Ladies, it ain't easy being independent. Question, how'd you like this knowledge that I brought? Bragging on that cash that he gave you is a front. If you're gonna brag, make sure it's your money you front. Depend on no one else to give you what you want.
Shoes on my feet,
I want it.
Clothes I'm wearing,
I want it.
Speaker.
Play CHFI.